Luke chapter 19. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down, and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore to him fourfold. You understand? That's in the sense of, that's what I'm going to do now. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which is lost. And this goes back a few chapters to the idea that God rejoices over those who recognize their sinfulness and turn from their sins. That causes joy in heaven. Because from God's perspective, there's no holy man. There's no man who is perfect in and of himself, according to his own righteousness. All the perfect saints of the Old Testament, like if you look at Job, Job was perfect. Noah was a perfect man in his generations. But these men, from God's perspective, were under his grace. And there's really no other way. Because if God is not gracious to us, man is faulty. Man will do evil. If a man, even if a man is born, right, and they never sin, it's by the very nature of their creation that they're able to even do that. Meaning, what's different about that guy? Is he just making better decisions? Being tempted like us? You know, that's the Lord. But I'm just saying, another man, for a man to not do evil, it isn't really given to man. It's something that God gives to man only by his grace. It is not given to man to do it of himself. They trusted in themselves that they were righteous, and God rejected them. And he rather received those who in humility confessed their sins. Said and recognized, I need a savior. I need someone to turn me from my sins. I need someone to receive me as a sinner so that I can be right. Because if I have to be right first, then God will never receive me. Because we have history. All the past is the past. It really isn't. We are creatures embedded in history. I do believe in a new start, but it doesn't mean that what is old doesn't exist. Unless there's some mechanism by which it truly doesn't exist. See, through Christianity, we believe in this idea of forgiveness and reconciliation, and the blood of Christ cleanses us from all our iniquities. But some people have perverted that idea to think that we just simply forget the past and it goes away. That's not the message of Christianity. Jesus said, men shall give account for every idle word they have spoken. Every idle word they will give account of in the day of judgment. God does not pass by things and say, well, that was then, this is now. Unless the blood of Jesus cleanses us from our iniquities, they stick. It's not just something that by nature, you know, things just go away. They don't go away. They persist. Our deeds are written. People, they commit a crime and then time goes by and they think, I've gotten away with it. And then they may even feel sorry. I feel sorry. But you're still guilty. God, in his grace, provided a way that we could free ourselves from our sins, both past. He is the propitiation of our sins. You know, he gave himself for the remission of sins that are past. We can be free from our past. And he also teaches us an excellent way whereby we can partake of the divine nature, whereby we are cleansed from our sins and we don't commit them anymore. It's not just a question of relief of guilt of the past, but to make the past the past. But simply making the past is neither a solution to the problem. Because, yeah, if we, I only committed one murder,
And that was when I was young, you know, youthful indiscretion. And they, well, that was a long time ago. Just because people think the passage of time. And over the passage of time, well, that was when I was young, but now I'm old and I know better. You hypocrite. That's why in Christ we do not despise others in their sins, because we remember that the long suffering of God led us to repentance. He suffered long with us. So let's not trust to our own righteousness, but rather trust in Him. And also remember the patience and long suffering. Here this man Zacchaeus, a sinful man. You know, in his confession, because this is a confession, when he's saying, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give half of what I have to the poor. And if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, and that's probably a very real possibility. You know, the way this is, in Greek, this is assuming it's the actual fact. Yeah, he defrauded, he did some stuff by fraud. I mean, he said, oh, you owe more than that, and he took more money. He's going to restore to them fourfold. He's repenting. He's confessing. I have, by false accusation, taken from people. And I have been corrupt. And he, just in this, in meeting Christ, he is turning it around. Because he believes in the power of this man. And he climbed up the tree he wanted to spy out Christ. Where is he in the midst of this great crowd? I can't see him. So he got up in a tree. And he went up into a tree to see him. You know, that little extra, the effort. You know, he is someone who's, with regard to righteousness, beneath everyone in the crowd. A very dastardly, you know, like I say, the bankers, the tax gatherers. You can't talk about a greater sinner among men. More easily despised. Their deeds are to be despised. And there's nothing wrong with reminding them. That's why I mentioned bankers. Because bankers ought to hear. Their deeds are evil and God will not pass them by. Unless they repent. Here's a good start. Give away half of what you have. Restore fourfold to those you have taken from by false accusation. Or by some other means. You know, they know what they do. In the way they do it. You know, some other, you know, maybe it's not so simple. They have a lot more complicated instruments to take people's money away from them. He was a rich man. But this guy, he really turns it around when he sees Christ. He understands what it takes to inherit eternal life. I've got to get all these riches off of me. Especially because he'd obtained them in such a wicked manner.